Dennis, you spoke to you before the game and you said last week's result was probably the best result of the season, but that must top it, mustn't it?
Yeah, I think so. To come away from home against a team that hasn't lost all season, you know, it's a remarkable result. You know, to think 3 weeks ago, we were half in disarray, weren't we, against Hendersford, and then to Leake 1 week from Saturday to Saturday, we looked like we couldn't win a football match, and now we look like we can go and win game after game, so remarkable.
And as you say, that's quite a big difference from that Hensford game. What's changed things since then? Have you found a winning formula yet?
Well, we've gotten a 4-4-2, which is what I wanted to do from the kick-off, but in pre-season we've been through that we didn't have the personnel. We've got it now, we've gone to it. Garn's going into midfield, he's just been a colossus in there. So little things, you know, Kane Felix out on the wing. You know, he hasn't played a lot in the last 4 or 5 weeks, but he's carrying the ball for us and he's giving us an outlet. So at the moment, everything's working. You know, the first goal we got today was absolutely first class. The switch from Jonah, Kane taking the player on, putting in a great cross, and Dal finish off. You know, it's absolute textbook stuff. So I'm thrilled, over the moon, excited, whatever you want to call it, but we've just put in two fantastic performances.
And 2-1 really flattered, surely, at the end, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I turned around to the bench with a minute or so to go. I said, this would be typical. We will concede a goal because we always concede a goal right at the end, you know. And just as I said it, 15 seconds later, the ball's in the back of the net, and now, like, it's heart attack material for the last minute, you know. And if they would have got something out of the game today, it would have been an absolute travesty.
But for 92 minutes, you were so comfortable, and the only minor criticism at half time was perhaps that you should have been further in front.
Absolutely, you know, we're so in control of the game. You know, we've hit the crossbar, you know, we've had shots saved, we've only gone in 1-0 up, it could have been more, so we've still got a lot of work to do. But we've got the wind in our favour second half, their goalkeeper can't kick the ball. I'm screaming to the players, it ain't a bad ball just to chip the ball into the goalkeeper. As long as it's in between the white posts, he has to pick it up or it rolls in the goal, and he can't kick it. They didn't have a sub goalkeeper, and if we make him kick it 30 times in the space of 15 minutes, he's going to have to limp off. So, you know, everything was tuned up, was in our favour, just decision making and seeing it through, but we're in complete control.
Now, you've beaten Fylde, you've beaten Chorley. What sort of message does this send out to the rest of the division?
Well, it means people are going to be worried about us. You know, a few weeks ago, people probably weren't even consider us, but now people sit up and listen when you beat Fylde and you beat Chorley. But that's a job half done. We've got to do the job next week at home with Chorley. Then it'll be four massive games out of the way with Solihull, Chorley and Fylde, and we could have 9 points out of the four games. So that'll really put us in a strong position.
What did you learn about Chorley today that you'll take into next week's game? I would imagine they will perform better next week, you'd expect.
Well, I mean, they played no different to how we expected them to play from the report that we got. You know, they're pretty direct. They just try and put it in behind you, and the two boys try and get in behind. But we just said, you know, drop off when they get the ball, so there's no space between us and the goalkeeper run into, and then anything over our heads then goes through the goalkeeper. So they haven't troubled us. So it's just been a case of us being able to take chances when we get them to win the game, and we've done it.
And after these great results, how do you feel personally? Because perhaps rather harsh, there's been a little bit of negativity surrounding some of the performances this season, but you're now fifth or sixth. I don't know how Hensford have done, so you're in a really good position going into the next few games.
Yeah, we're up to fifth, you know, we've got ourselves 27 points, so I'm sure we're in no different position than we were last year, and we haven't had any kind of consistency. The consistency we had last year was winning at home. This year maybe a bit of consistency, we're winning away. We played seven, only lost one game, so you know, we're getting there, and we've only played 16 games, and if we can stay injury free and keep playing like that, why can't we go on a run and winning 7 or 8 on the trot?